on-chain Cardano BNB bridge hacked as Hoskinson warns on AI attacks. On-chain's bridge between Cardano and BNB chain was exploited this week, and the most notable reaction came from Cardano founder Charles Hoskinson, who framed it as part of a wider shift in how software gets attacked. Speaking in a clip shared by CoinDesk on July 22, 2026, Hoskinson said, "All software is under this enormous assault as AI-powered attacks accelerate beyond crypto." The comment reframes a routine-sounding bridge hack into something broader. The pace at which attackers can now probe code for weaknesses. The break happened where breaks usually happen. Cross-chain bridges have been the single most drained category in crypto for years. The mechanics explain why. A bridge locks an asset on one chain and mints a representation of it on another. The lock and the mint have to stay in exact balance. Break the accounting on either side through a signature flaw, a validator compromise, or a smart contract bug, and an attacker can mint tokens that were never backed or release tokens that were never theirs. On-chain's design connects a long list of chains, and the Cardano to BNB chain route was the one hit here, because both sides of a bridge share one security model. A single exploited component can put assets on both ends at risk at once. That structural fragility is why bridges keep appearing in incident reports, even as exchange and wallet security has matured. Hoskinson's point is about speed, not just this bug. The reason Hoskinson's framing matters is that he did not treat the exploit as a Cardano problem or even a crypto problem. His argument is that automated, AI-assisted tooling lets attackers scan, fuzz, and test code far faster than before, and that every software category is now exposed to that acceleration. For crypto, the implication is uncomfortable. The industry's main defense against smart contract risk has been the audit, a fixed, human-paced review before deployment. If attackers can iterate on finding flaws continuously and at machine speed after code ships, a clean audit at launch stops being a durable guarantee. It becomes a snapshot of one moment, while the attack surface keeps getting probed indefinitely. Hoskinson did not claim the on-chain exploit itself was AI-generated, and the available source does not establish that either. His comment is a warning about the direction of travel, delivered on the occasion of a bridge failure rather than a technical post-mortem of it. The custody lesson applies beyond these two networks, bridges or plumbing. Most people who hold Cardano or BNB assets never think about the contracts that move value between chains until one fails. But locked liquidity in a bridge belongs to real users, and a drain is a direct loss to whoever held the wrapped or bridge tokens at the time. There is a custody lesson embedded here that applies well outside these two networks. Anytime you hold an asset that is a claim on something locked elsewhere, whether a bridge token, a wrapped asset, or a balance on a custodial platform, you are trusting that the thing on the other side stays solvent and uncompromised. Bridge hacks and exchange failures rhyme. In both, the asset you hold is only as safe as an off-chain or cross-chain component you do not control. Spending or holding directly from a wallet you control removes one such dependency, though it does not remove smart contract risk entirely. The audit model is under pressure. If Hoskinson is right that attack tooling is accelerating, a few things follow for anyone building or using on-chain infrastructure. Continuous monitoring and circuit breakers, the ability to pause a bridge or contract the moment anomalous flows appear, become more valuable than a one-time review. Bug bounties that pay competitively enough to attract defenders before attackers get there matter more. And the practice of treating a past audit as a finished job looks increasingly outdated. None of this is settled by a single exploit. But the combination of a live bridge failure and a pointed warning from one of crypto's most visible founders is a reminder that the security assumptions the industry has leaned on were built for a slower attacker.